VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Estelle, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hi everyone, welcome back to your daily pronunciation challenge. This is your host Estelle, and today we're going to talk about sunscreen. In a hot summer like this one, most people will say that sunscreens are a must-have essential. We all don't want to get sunburned, do we? However, do you know what most sunscreens are doing to our oceans? Well, oxybenzone and octinoxate are common UV chemicals found in many sunscreens that are toxic to corals and other marine life, which is why Hawaii and other places around the world have banned sunscreens containing these two chemicals. The video I picked for today talks about the impact of oxybenzone and how we can choose to avoid it. Be sure to check it out after today's challenge. For now, let's take a look at our sentence of the day. However, the marine environments around an island are very fragile, and so the more visitors that we have, the more of an impact they have on all of our beaches. Slower again. However, the marine environments around an island are very fragile, and so the more visitors that we have, the more of an impact they have on all of our beaches. 发音的部分我们首先来看到 marine 要注意重音是放在第二音节，然后字尾的 ine 发的是长音 e, marine。下一个字 environment, 它中间的 n 其实很轻很轻，几乎感觉不太出来 environment。再来看到 fragile 这个字，如果是美式发音的话，字尾的 G-I-L-E 是发 jol 的音 fragile, 但如果是英式的话呢， G-I-L-E 就会是发 gile, fragile。那今天的句子整句话一起念的时候呢，可以在有逗点的地方都稍作停顿喘气，然后念到 we have 的时候呢，语调可以稍稍上扬。 And so the more visitors that we have, the more of an impact they have on all of our beaches. 再来我们来看到今天要学习的重点单字，第一个字我们来看到 marine, 它是形容词，意思是海洋的，和海洋有关的。像是 If coral reefs go extinct, it could have a devastating effect on marine ecosystems. 如果珊瑚礁完全绝种了，会对海洋生态造成毁灭性的影响。或者是 The blue whale is the biggest marine mammal in the world. 蓝鲸是世界上最大的海洋哺乳类动物。Mammal 是哺乳类动物的意思， A marine mammal 就是海洋哺乳类动物。 They include animals such as whales, 鲸鱼， dolphins, 海豚， seals, 海豹， and sea lions, 海狮。而字首 sub 有之下底下的意思， So the word submarine means existing below the surface of the sea. Submarine 的意思呢，就是海面下的，海底的，可以当作形容词使用。来看看例句， Some estimates predict that we are more likely to find the cure for cancer in submarine species. 有些评估报告推测，我们比较有可能从海底生物之中找到治疗癌症的药物。那 submarine 也可以当作名词使用，意思是潜水艇。那 The Beatles 披头四就有一首非常有名的歌，我相信大家都听过，它呢就是这样唱， We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. 它歌词的意思呢，就是说我们都住在这艘黄色的潜艇里。第二个字我们来看到 fragile, 它是形容词，意思是易损坏的，易碎的，脆弱的。来看看例句， The castle I made with popsicle sticks and glue is still very fragile. Please be careful with it. 我用冰棒棍和胶水做的城堡还非常的脆弱，请小心拿。 或者是 My heart is fragile, please don't break it. 我的心很脆弱，请不要让我心碎。然后我们贴在包裹啊，或是行李上那种表示小心易碎的红色贴纸，上面的英文就是 fragile 哦。今天的最后一个字，我们来看到 impact。impact 它在今天的句子里面是当作名词使用，意思是冲击、巨大影响、强大作用。For example, our every little choice can have a huge impact on the environment. 我们每个小小的决定都可能对环境造成巨大的影响。那对什么东西、什么人造成影响的英文呢？就是 to have an impact on somebody or something. 那 impact 其实也可以拿来直接当作动词使用，意思就是对某人某物产生影响。来看看例句 ，How parents act greatly impacts the behavior of their children。父母的举止会大大影响小孩的行为。另外，我想补充一个在今天的影片当中非常重要，但是今天 Sentence of the Day 里面没有出现的词，那就是 bleach。Bleach 它是动词，意思是漂白或是褪色，所以 coral bleaching。Coral bleaching, 它的意思呢，就是我们中文所说的珊瑚白化。When water is too warm, corals expel the algae living in their tissue, causing the coral to turn completely white. And if the temperature stays high, the coral won't let the algae back, and the coral will die. Alright, now let's go through our sentence one last time. However, the marine environments around an island are very fragile, and so the more visitors that we have, the more of an impact they have on all of our beaches. According to today's video, oxybenzone can have an adverse effect on coral at 62 parts per trillion. That is equivalent to one drop of water in 6.5 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Just a tiny bit of oxybenzone can cause great damage to our coral reefs.Coral reefs cover less than 1% of the ocean floor, yet they support nearly 25% of all marine life, which is essential to our planet and all of humankind. Although we have lost and are losing corals due to various reasons that aren't going away in the near future, including climate change and ocean acidification, etc., we still can try our best to make small choices to help lower pollution and give corals a better chance to survive. If we all do that, we really can make a difference.最近是台湾国内旅游的大旺季，外岛啊，各大海岸景点都充满了游客。而且今年夏天，台湾周遭海水的温度异常升高，出现了严重珊瑚白化的风险。虽然造成珊瑚白化的最大主因还是全球暖化，但是含有有毒物质的防晒乳也是造成珊瑚生存力下降的凶手之一。希望大家可以一起做出小改变，使用海洋友善的防晒乳，降低对珊瑚、对海洋还有对环境的伤害。That's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Be sure to leave your own recording and go watch the video afterwards. See you next time.